Yeah, that's a lot harder for me to speculate about because I think the true answer is that no one really ever knows what Dustin Byfuglien is thinking aside from himself. And so that's certainly harder for me to answer. But, you know, my sense just in talking to people is that, you know, probably at a certain point as this rehab process has been ongoing, there was maybe, you know, a light bulb that went off, you know, a realization of how difficult this would be to come back, not just from the injury, but a process of getting yourself in shape and ready to do battle again in the NHL. There were all sorts of question marks in September about his willingness to or interest in playing this season, as, you know, was reported then that he was contemplating his future and, you know, potentially including retirement. So now that you're at this point where, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road, there's got to be that buy-in part in order to go through with the grievance process and to, you know, say that, you know, you felt like you should have been paid for the injury that you sustained and the rehab process that went into it. You got to be willing to complete the process and come back and play. And so ultimately, you know, it remains to be seen how it all works itself out. But that seemed to be the thinking, was that at a certain point, you know, perhaps maybe he got to that point where he said, look, I don't want to do it. And so, you know, we haven't heard from Dustin Byfuglien though. So until we do, I think we probably should reserve comment. But at that point, this is kind of my understanding of the process.